So hello everyone, and welcome again to this podcast series, On Purpose, Conversations to Ignite the Heart, the Mind and the Soul. Today it's going to be on the theme of esoteric healing and how by changing our energy, we can change aspects of relationships, we can have better conversations, we can improve our health and our well-being and our relationships with our families. Watch out for a really simple exercise that you can do on a daily basis that will help you to be more present with yourself and with others. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Bonnie Dysinger, who is an esoteric healing practitioner and teacher. And Bonnie describes her purpose as helping and teaching others about the influence of their soul in their life through their energy bodies. So before we begin to share, actually, Bonnie, would you like to just say hello and how does it feel to be here today?
Hi, Monica. Thank you for having me here today. I appreciate the invitation and the opportunity to talk about esoteric healing and how life-changing it is.
Thank you, and you're very welcome. And I thought we might do just a little centering, as I always do, just to bring us into the space. And for anybody who's listening, it's a way of us all connecting our energies together. So as always, I invite people to, whatever you're doing, consciously create space for yourself. It's like make the journey from outside to inside. And you can do that just by taking a breath and also by connecting your feet to the ground, to Mother Earth, and really feel that connection, the felt sense. Consciously knowing that whatever is going on in the world or in your world, you're always held. And then if you're sitting, you can press into your sit bones and immediately your spine becomes a bit more upright. If you're standing or walking, just have a sense of uplifting, as if, you know, there's a thread pulling you upwards, a golden thread. So you become a little bit taller. And imagine that golden thread is holding you between heaven and earth, and it's always nourishing you. And then become aware of your breath. So with the breath, we're imagining that it's like a spiral. So when we inhale, we imagine the breath is spiraling upwards, bringing ease and resourcing. And as we exhale, which is a long, slow exhale, and I'll do it out loud, we imagine that our breath is spiraling downwards into the earth, letting go of anything you don't need, giving it back to the earth to be transformed into nutrients, into resources that again you breathe up into your body. And then coming into your heart for a moment, bring to mind somebody or something that makes you smile, somebody or something that you appreciate. And sometimes it's the most simple of things. It could be the sunlight. It could be a sense of space. It could be something funny an animal did or a child did or something that inspires you. And just notice as you bring in that, how the energy changes in your system. Maybe your heart becomes a little bit more expanded, a little bit warmer. And then become aware of the space that you occupy. We actually have an energy field that's much bigger than our bodies. So what if you took up your full space rather than allowing life to shrink you? What if you allowed yourself to really expand into your full space? Just take the time to do that for a moment. Allow all of you to be here. And then leave another long, slow exhale. And lastly, invite in a quality of energy that's a resource for you. Just by whispering it internally, you can have more of it. So it could be something like ease or kindness or joy or gratitude, sometimes even just a feeling. And as you bring that in, it resources you more and more each time you use it. And I'm working with the quality of light, which is luminosity, for the past year and a half. So just take a moment to connect with what would be a resource, an energy that you could begin to cultivate from today in every interaction. That's just for you, but by working with it, others begin to feel it. And then let's leave one more long, slow exhale. And if you've closed your eyes, you can gradually begin to open them. And if you've been holding a soft gaze, just come back into this space, ready to connect, while staying connected to your inner self as well. So, Bonnie, I'm really curious to know, what is it that really lights you up? You know, even as you smile there to me, I can see there's a sense of, it's like you're plugged into something. What is it that lights you up?
I love learning about our energy bodies. And I loved in your opening connection that you are telling your listeners about breathing in and expanding that energy body out and to fill that space. Because when we're not filling that space, it's really tight to our physical form and it doesn't provide much protection for us. But when we breathe into it and fill it up, fill that space up, it's like this balloon, this big bubble that's around us that really helps to protect us. So that was really wonderful. And our energy bodies, they support our wholeness and our well-being, as well as our spiritual evolution. And I love how we use our mind, our thoughts, to focus on this energy, to bring balance and healing and change into our lives and into the lives of others. You know, there's a lot of books or we hear a lot of things, you know, keep your thoughts positive. Yeah. You know, what you think is what happens. And that is so evident. And I also love how there is meaning. There's a psychology that is associated with our energy body, our energy centers, or what people might say are the chakras. And when the energy is not flowing through these centers, then this is when challenges show up in our lives.
And we don't even know it. You know, we don't know that it's because of something in our energy field. We just think it's something external that's
right.
The problem. Well,
right. There's some of the psychology of these centers. So we have our basic chakra, and that is about will, survival, and courage to be. So if there's not a good flow of energy through that, someone may be fearful or they're anxious all the time. Maybe they can't sit still. Hoarding, you know, can be because they think they need all of the things there to feel safe. That. And then with the sacral chakra, that's all about relationships and physical creativity. So our movement, dancing, gymnastics, you know, the athletes and that. The relationship part is, you know, our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others. We have relationships with time, with money. And part of that physical creativity too is our reproductive organs are associated with that sacral center. And, you know, we make babies through there. Someone who is having chronic low back pain, so low back pain all the time, there's some sort of a relationship issue going on that they're having. And it shows up in the low back area.
That's really interesting because there were two people this week who've been talking to me about lower back pain. And what, you know, in some of the energy work that I've learned, it's also about support, but that's related to relationship and being able to know what you need in terms of support and asking for, you know, rather than expecting other people to know it, that you actually get clear about what you need from the relationship and ask for that. So that's really interesting.
Then we have our solar plexus chakra, and that one is all about power and control. It's about the I, me, or mine is what we say here. And the solar plexus is actually the home of the emotional body that we carry in our energy field. And so it's about desire. If there's issues with the solar plexus area or emotional body, it's going to show up in the digestive system. You know, it's how we digest all those emotions. You know, do they flow right through us really fast and there's diarrhea, or are we constipated? You know, and look at all the TV ads.
The different products.
They talk about, Pepto-Bismol and diabetes, even, you know, the pancreas is part of the digestive system there.
The way somebody would say, I can't stomach that any longer, or I can't swallow that. So there's something around their experiences and their feelings about things.
Right.
That there's the language expresses it mm-hmm. the same way as their body.
Exactly. Right? Some deficiencies here, someone could be a bully. You know, that power that there's their confidence, no self-confidence, or they're a bully to, you know, work through that. Or on the opposite end, someone is way too timid in that. So those are some of the, a few of the things that could show up there. And then we have the heart center, that part of unconditional love here. And this is the ability to love and give something without expecting anything in return. You know, when we give from the solar plexus area, we say, then, okay, I'm doing this for you, what are you going to do back for me? So there's condition there, but with the heart center, there's no condition on that. And, you know, we have compassion and forgiveness within that heart center. And then the throat center is about communication and mental creativity. So the sacral center is about physical creativity. The throat center is about mental creativity. So writing or artist, you know, how we create mentally. And it's about our thoughts and our ideas. You know, are they flowing? Are we open to new thoughts and ideas? Or are we very rigid and have limited beliefs? You know, that would be a sign that.
That's interesting. You know, when I'm working with clients sometimes and I hear them, you know, I contract with clients when I'm coaching to say I work a lot with the body. So if I notice that they're kind of clearing their throat, going, which wasn't there maybe at the start of the session, I kind of have an agreement that, you know, can we just see what your throat, what wants to be said there and just sit with it for a moment?
Yes.
And it's mm-hmm. fascinating what comes out, because what comes out is such a truthful statement mm-hmm. That it ends up surprising them that they've said it. But there's huge relief once they express it.
Yes. Yeah. So our voice and hearing, what do we hear? What do we not want to hear?
Wow.
And then we have our Ajna center, or the brow chakra, people would call it. That is about spiritual creativity and intuitive understanding. So it's about being able to see the bigger picture and having wisdom there. And then with the crown chakra at the top of the head, it's that conscious awareness of unity with the divine. The crown center governs in our physical body, the brain and the nervous system. Energetically, we have our nerves throughout our body, the physical portion of it. But in our energy body, we have what are called nadis. And these nadis are the lowest vibration of our physical, of our spiritual body, and the nerves are the highest vibration of our physical body. And so there's an interface there, and that's where spirit meets matter. That's how it comes together there.
Amazing. And you know, we're talking here about inspiration, and I'm wondering, how did you get into this in the first place? You know, what brought you to this kind of work? What inspired you to enter into it?
Well, what inspired me is that my original purpose was the need to find myself, to figure out who I was. Who is Bonnie? So I began searching, and my search first led me to the angels. So working with the angels, and very quickly, the angels guided me to esoteric healing classes. And my very first esoteric healing class so inspired me to learn more. We learned how our soul evolves through challenges and lessons that we experience in life. And as the teacher was talking and writing on the whiteboard, it's like she was writing the timeline of my life Whoa. On the whiteboard. It was just, wow. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I couldn't wait to learn more about myself. And this so profoundly changed my life that I wanted to become an esoteric healing teacher as well, and share this information with others. So today I have an esoteric healing practice. I have clients that I work with. I can work with anyone all over the world. I have clients, you know, around the world. Time and distance don't matter when you're working with energy and that. And I've also developed my esoteric healing classes so that they can be taught online.
Brilliant. Wow. You know, for you, what were the changes you noticed in yourself as a result of that work?
I became less emotional. I was more balanced. When you're really emotional, you react to things. versus respond.
Yeah.
And so I learned to, as my emotions started being more balanced, I was able to respond versus react. My thought process about myself gradually started to become more positive. I began to change. My confidence changed. I wasn't feeling stuck in life anymore. I wasn't feeling lost. I was learning and understanding myself at a deeper level, that all these challenges that I had had in my life,
it made sense.
They were making sense. And it was actually my soul that was helping to bring these challenges and lessons to me so I could grow and evolve and become better connected with my soul, with spirit, with the divine.
And, you know, part of the title of these podcasts is about purpose. And, you know, I know that you were describing your purpose. So, yeah, for you, what's the most important thing about your purpose on this earth or in this lifetime?
The most important, maybe that I can be an example for others, that they too can heal and change and evolve, that I can help them do that.
So you're kind of an embodiment or a living example.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what do you love about the teaching? You know, because I know that you have your classes.
I love the aha moments that students have, you know, just like I had when I was learning them. The aha moments, or they might come to class and think, oh, I don't know if I'm feeling this energy right, I'm sensing it right, or I can't do this, but they can do it, and they develop into their own, and they start seeing themselves change. And as they're becoming more experienced in their craft of esoteric healing, and they're helping other people, they're able to witness how they're balancing someone else's energy and how that person is growing.
Hello.
So one of the things in class that we say is, you, when you balance the energy, you don't have to tell the person how to be. You just balance the energy and they will grow into it. Just like you plant a carrot seed and you don't have to tell that carrot seed to grow to be a carrot. It knows to grow to be a carrot. Or a petunia seed knows to grow to be a petunia. So when you just balance the energy, follow the energy, where does it go? And in the class too, what we do is we're connecting our heart and our soul to the divine and then bringing that energy in. We then bring that energy through our ajna, because our ajna in esoteric healing is actually the motivator for change. We're not sending energy through our hands. Everything's off the body. But then we're making a soul-to-soul connection with our client. Then we are getting permission to balance the energy from the soul. And so our client's soul is actively involved in helping to guide the esoteric healing session. So someone may come to me and say, you know, I want to work on this issue. And so I've done my alignment and attunement process, and I'm getting permission from the soul, and I'm starting to balance the energy. Well, the issue maybe they came for is not what the soul said needs to be done first. There's something more important that needs to be balanced first. I may get to what they wanted in the session, or I may be told, don't deal with that right now. There's something more that needs to happen.
Wow. And you know, when you wake up every day, what is it that keeps you connected to inspiration? You know, because we all have mornings when we get out of bed and, you know, it looks a bit gray or rainy. And yeah, what keeps you connected to that level of inspiration?
Well, I stay connected through the practice that we have we call it the three-legged stool of study, service, and meditation. So to have that balance. So I have a daily meditation practice that has evolved over the years, you know, from when I first started. And so I am in meditation and I'm connecting with spirit and reaffirming my commitment to be here to help, help others and to help humanity by being a bridge of energy between the masters of the spiritual hierarchy and humanity. Meditation strengthens also the connection between the soul and the personality body. And as that connection becomes stronger and more stable, then the soul is able to pour more of its presence onto you. And that I study, you know, I'm reading books by other authors about their spirituality, their journey, their suggestions. You know, I'm always open to new ways of working with the energy. And if a client comes to me, you know, and pre-talk, pre-appointment time, they're sharing something I'm not familiar with, studying about their condition and see, okay, how energetically might I work with this? So some self-teaching as well. And one of the, I remember a time when I was in awe of, I came to that point of the mountain of spirit when that we all are climbing and you know, you think you got a handle on it and you know it all.
How wrong.
Then there's that tipping point that the more you know, you realize there's more, even more you don't know in that. And so, you know, we're constantly learning and that mental body, the throat center is important to that, being open to learn in that versus a close that I know everything there is to know and we don't need to know anymore. So that's showing a deficiency there in the flow of the energy of the throat center, because that's a limited belief. There's so much more out there we know. Well, and then
the beginner's mind and humility is important.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the service part of that by praying for the best and highest for others, sending light and love and blessings to others, and including the kingdoms, the animal kingdom, plant and mineral kingdoms there. And I do try to keep my emotions in balance and not get pulled into the emotions that are happening across the world, you know, to try and stay balanced, because when we're balanced, we help everyone else because there's truly is, we are one. There's oneness in everything that we do.
I'm wondering, so you can say no to this if you want to, but I'm wondering, is there a short practice you could offer, you know, as we're here now? Is there something you'd like to offer as a gift, as a practice to the people who are listening in?
Sure, I'd love to do that. That's a wonderful idea. And what I will share is this alignment process of connecting with the divine. Mm. And so if we just kind of just take a deep breath in and just center into yourself. Now, we start with imagining a light in our heart center, our center of love and compassion for others and forgiveness.
I'm putting my hand there just to connect. Yeah.
And then we draw a light, just that gold light that you were talking about in the beginning, that going up to help us sit stronger. Just imagine that light flowing from your heart center on up to your soul light. Now your soul light resides about 6 to 10 inches above your head. So just imagine that that light is connecting from your heart center to your soul light. And then from your soul light, send that light on up to the divine, whatever you call the divine, whether it's divine, creative force, God, Allah, whatever your name is, universe, just imagining that light go on up to the divine.
Would you feel something as you do that? Is there a sensation that comes?
People may or may not. That the feeling, the sensation is going to be how sensitive that particular person is to the energy. But even if they don't feel anything, it's still there and it's happening.
I'm feeling tingling in my head. Mm-hmm.
I tend to be one that doesn't sense the energy that way. As I've worked with it more, my sensing has subtly come in, but that doesn't mean it's not working. Okay. So you're sending that, again, from your heart center, imagining that light going up to your soul light and from your soul light on up to the divine. And then you bring that light from the divine back down to your soul light. Just imagine it coming back down and then into your heart center. And you're making that connection. It's as simple as that. And there's such power in that. And if your listeners are familiar with hearing the Rainbow Bridge or the Antahkarana, when you are doing that, when you're making that conscious connection from your heart to your soul, that beam of light, that connection is an actual energetic connection that builds and strengthens that Antahkarana, that Rainbow Bridge. And when that bridge becomes stronger and more stable, intuition, it helps to open your higher mind to ideas and inspiration. And it's connecting that light of the soul, allowing more light to come in.
Beautiful.
So that's one step. And you can do that anytime. I do it every morning before, as I'm waking up, before I even get out of bed. And then I do it again at night. You know, if I'm sitting at a park, at a light, waiting for the light to turn, I'm in my car, I just quickly make that connection. I'm just always consciously aware of it and making that energetic connection, strengthening that. And it works.
It's like now, inviting it in every day. Yeah.
Every day, multiple times a day.
Mm. Wow.
Another thing to add to that, that people can do, is say that they need to have a discussion with someone at work or someone in their family, and they're a little bit nervous about it.
Mm.
You know, the discussions
difficult
previously. Yes, difficult conversation. So once they've done that alignment process, then they can imagine that they're sending a light from their soul light to the person they're talking to, the soul light of the person that they're talking to. So Monica, I'm sending a light from my light, my soul light, to your soul light. And you just have to think it and it happens just like that. You know, you don't have to imagine that it's going real slow. It's just there, just like that. So my soul light to Monica Ross's soul light. And then from Monica's soul light, I send that light on up to the divine as well. And so now, yes. Now we're now we're connected soul to soul. And When you're connected soul to soul, you're dealing with someone on a different dimensional level.
Yeah.
And somehow the conversations just go better. They may not be perfect, but they're better. And when I've done this and I've still had maybe a difficult conversation, I think, oh my gosh, how much worse would it have been if I hadn't done that soul alignment? Yeah. And then you can always add to that by connecting your heart to their heart as well.
It's a much nicer way of kind of entering into a conversation than trying to, you know, analyze and think, what should I say or what shouldn't I say? It's coming from the energetic point of view.
Right.
And the kind of a loving point, you know, a desire to have the best conversation.
Right. And if you're working with a group of people, that group of people are creating a soul group.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to send a light from your soul light to the soul light of that group of people that maybe you're having a meeting with, or maybe it's your family group, your soul light to that soul group, and then on up to the divine.
So could the same, I could imagine that the same would happen with a team or an organization.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Again, it's about being more conscious about the, you know, the conversations you're having and approaching it from a different stance.
Right. And understanding too, that consciousness that we are spiritual beings, and this physical body. In the esoteric healing teachings, there's what we call the constitution of the human being. And it's a chart on a piece of paper, but there's 7 planes of energy. Those are 7 planes of consciousness there. So the first plane at the bottom is our physical etheric plane. Then the next one is the emotional. The next one is mental. The next one is buddhic. The next one is atmic. The next one is monadic, and then the top one is divine. All of that makes up you, makes up me, makes up each individual person. Within each individual plane, there are additional 7 planes of consciousness.
Wow.
There are 49 planes of consciousness within that, okay, that those 7 on that chart. The bottom 3 at the very bottom are the physical. Is the dense, the liquid, and the gas. So the dense is our bones, our organs, our skin, you know, what we touch.
What we feel, yeah.
What we feel, yeah. What's inside of us. The liquid is our blood, the lymphatic fluid, other bodily fluids that we have. And then the gas is our oxygen, carbon dioxide, methane, whatever the gases are, you know, as we're breathing. Those three are these what make up our physical body here. That's it. So there's so much more to us than our physical bodies, but this is what we see.
Well, I suppose it kind of, it's that piece around, we're not even using as much of our capacity as exists.
Right, right, right. And so when you're doing this alignment process that we did, we are connecting from our heart center on up to those higher levels of spiritual consciousness. And as our consciousness evolves, we can see more, we see farther, we see deeper into ourselves, we see deeper into humanity, we see deeper into how we are truly spiritual beings. You know, there's one thing to say, you know, we can look and read in a book, you know, we're spiritual beings. The study helped me to know, how are we a spiritual being? Not just that we are, but how are we? And there's all these energetic flow lines of energy that are coming from that divine plane down to our body. It's fascinating.
Bringing it down to brass tacks or to basics. It's like when I said earlier about, you know, connecting the feet to the ground, not just thinking, oh, I'm connecting my feet, but actually feeling the sensation, feeling how your feet are planted. That's like the equivalent of what you're describing. It's not just thinking I'm a spiritual being, but actually it's like experiencing it, sensing it, knowing it at a deeper level.
Right.
And inviting that.
Right.
Wow.
I think our physical bodies and how we are energetic connected is so amazing that only a larger creator force could have designed us.
And you know, as you go through, you have children yourself, don't you?
I do, yes.
How has that influenced your relationship with your own children? You know, have you shared this with them?
To the point that they're interested. I'm sure they have seen me change. And certainly, if they're not feeling well or something's going on in their life, they have called me and asked me if I would help them with an esoteric healing session, which of course I'm happy to do. But it has helped me to understand them better as well, and to understand that they are on their own spiritual journey as well. You know, there may be things as a mom that you would wish children would do different, but both adults and allowing myself to step back and honor that and just kind of hold space for them as they go through their life lessons and love them unconditionally.
It reminds me of, I don't know if you're familiar with the poem by Khalil Gibran, "Your children are not your children, they come to you." I was inspired by that many years ago, even before I had my own son, but it's something that's always guided me that, you know, I can give birth to him, but I can't possibly visit the houses that he's going to visit or go the places that he's going to go. And to kind of be the support, but not expect him to do things that the way I'd do them, or it's his journey. So I learned that even before he was born, as I said. You know, if you had a piece of guidance or a mantra or a phrase to offer to the people who are listening, something that they could connect with on a daily basis, and I know you've offered the practice, is there something that you would invite people to kind of connect with that would be a real simple thing they could use each day?
I would encourage them to have faith and know that there's so much more happening beyond all that we see and live, and that there is an actual divine order in all that's happening in the world right now. Things have to break down to make space for new things to come in. And it is not pleasant to watch, and it's not pleasant to live that way. But when we can stay balanced, then we're helping the world as a whole. Our creator loves us. And on a soul level, we agreed to do this. hard to imagine sometimes, but there is a soul agreement in all of this. And say prayers every day. And it's important when we say our prayers is to look up. So if you're, even if your eyes are closed, turn your eyes upwards versus, you know, bowing or looking down, because when we're looking upwards, it raises our consciousness from the entanglements here on earth. You know, we're seeing when you look up, you see the skies when your eyes open. You know, you see how broad it is versus when you're looking down, it's more narrow.
Kind of down in the dirt. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure many of your listeners have heard that the eyes are the windows to the soul. Yes. And that is so true. There is an energetic connection there of the eyes, of working the eyes and the optic nerve. You know, it gets into that. So yeah, so look up when you say your prayers.
So, and a prayer, I suppose, can be, you know, it doesn't have to be a formal kind of a prayer. Right. It's a heartfelt
kind of thing. You know, even if someone just wants to say the Lord's Prayer every day, you know, look up and say the Lord's Prayer, and there's meaning and changes that happen when you say that, happen within the world, happen within ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes. So heartfelt.
Yeah. The more feeling there is, it's not about the correctness. It's about the depth of feeling and sense of trust in something. You know, for you, when you think of your work, if there was a metaphor or an image, you know, when you're working with your groups and you're working with individuals, what's the kind of metaphor or image that you have for what you're doing in the world? Just to give you an example, I mean, for me, sometimes I have the sense that as I support each person, it's like I'm lighting, helping them to reconnect with their own inner light. And if each person is their own light, it reminds me of many years ago, I had the opportunity to help light 1,000 and something butter lamps in the Buddhist monastery. And that experience of lighting all those lights, it just made me think of, wow, you know, if everybody I work with or every group I work with is a lamp that I'm helping to, you know, rekindle, and that's sending that out into the world, then it feels very powerful. It might be seem very simple with one person. So I don't know if you have an image or if you have a metaphor for yourself.
Well, when I'm working with clients and knowing that any change that they make within themselves, you know, as I balance their energy and they move forth in their life, that they are changing not only themselves, but everyone around them changes too, because as our energy vibration increases, the frequency increases, you know, we help to raise up all of those that are around us too. And it is, there's something sacred about working with another person's soul and working in their energy body and being able to help them. You know, it's one person at a time sometimes. And, you know, I've worked on groups of people before too. And as humanity evolves, esoteric healing is what's considered as magnetic healing in the ageless wisdom. And there's a part of that that is evolving and working into group work and helping humanity as a whole. And so, yeah, as we change, we help all those around us to change.
Like you magnetize the people around and raise their vibration.
Raise their vibration. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, I'm getting the image of it as you're describing it, and the sensation as well, because it feels like, you know, a bigger field of energy in the world. Mm-hmm. And we certainly need it.
We do.
More than we ever did. Or, you know, maybe every generation says that, but when each generation is going through its challenges, you know, we all look for something that's going to raise us up each day. You know, I'm conscious we're coming to the end of what feels like a very rich conversation. And I'm wondering, is there a question, a reflective question you'd like to offer to those listening to help them to capture the nuggets or the insights for themselves?
Sure. So I would ask, do you want to change your life? Are you searching for who you are? Are you trying to understand others? Are you feeling stuck and don't know how to move forward? Or do you keep making the same life mistakes over and over and you don't know why. And if you're able to answer yes to any of those, then change your energy. Change your energy. We are energy, and there is consciousness in every cell of our body. And this consciousness responds to the energy that surrounds us. And we're able to transform our lives when we balance and transform our energy.
Lovely. It's a lovely reflection, and it's a sense of empowerment, which is what I was talking
right.
about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That we're not
doing. Yeah, doing that alignment process is going to help to change your energy.
So maybe if we just do that once more before we close the conversation, I think it would be a nice way to bring us all back together again and to leave in a very rich and an empowered way. So can I invite you to guide us once again?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. So we just focus on our heart center in the middle of our chest there. And we just imagine that we're drawing the light from our heart center on up to our soul light, just a straight beam of light up to our soul light, which is 6 to 10 inches above our head. And then from our soul light, send that light on up to the divine. And then just draw that light from the divine back down to your soul light, and from your soul light back down into your heart center.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So thank you, Bonnie, for joining me today. And I'm just wondering if you have a website or anything that you'd like to speak it out in case anybody would like to contact you.
Yes, thank you, Monica, and thank you for having me. Yes, my website is bonniedysinger.com. So BonnieDysinger. BonnieDysinger.com. And there's more information on esoteric healing if you go to our National Association for Esoteric Healing website, which is naehonline.org. That's naehonline.org.
Well, thank you. And for all those who are listening at whatever stage you're listening, I wish you the very best. I wish you great inspiration and a sense of, you can choose something different by changing your energy. Change your energy and you could change your life. Thanks again, Bonnie. And I look forward to connecting at another stage again.
Thank you, Monica.